Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you here Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. And we have got some great new programming coming up for you this coming weekend, which we're going to let you in on as the week progresses here. But stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, if there's anything on your mind this morning. Now, here's what I'm going to bring up. We started to talk a little bit about this yesterday, and it's going to progress today, but today we are going to learn, and I even said the word wrong yesterday, I said verdict. Today we are going to learn the sentence for Judge Jason Warner and his wife. Now, as I understand it, according to court records, this is going to happen this morning sometime around 9:30, which is about 14 minutes from now. So, right now, we do not know the sentence. Now, the things we do know is that both Judge Warner and Mrs. Warner were found guilty. And we do know that the prosecutors are recommending prison time. But at this point, we don't know what will happen. A lot of people have said that because it is their first offense, they're going to get a slap on the wrist. A lot of people have said that they'll get a slap on the wrist because of their position in the community. A lot of people feel that they will get prison time because of what happened. I don't know. I guess we will find out very, very soon. And as soon as we know, we'll let you know. But it is a big event here in Marion because this has been with us for nearly a year now. From the incident involving the Warners and the accident and the gentleman who was injured in that accident to us finding out that the Warners did not stay at the scene or did not call 911, to the indictment, to Judge Warner staying on the bench but not being able to hear any cases, to the pretrial, to the trial, to the verdict, and today this will all wrap up with the sentencing, pretty much, more or less. Now, I know there are a lot of things that can happen in the legal world, but this is really the final piece of the puzzle, I think, as most people would see it, will be what is the sentence for Mr. and Mrs. Warner. Now, prior to this happening, does anybody have anything to say? We got into this a little bit yesterday, but really no further than that. 740-383-9944. We have a lot of time in this hour to discuss things like this. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we certainly can discuss it. It's really one of the biggest cases in recent times in Marion, because, and I hate to use a word, a trite word like irony, but there is a lot of irony involved in this case, that it was a judge who was either a passenger is what we've learned, in the car at the time of this accident, that it was a judge, that it was a judge who gave pretty strict sentences to people who was in front of him, whom was in front of him. That's what makes it, I think, very interesting to people, because heavens knows there's trials every day, and people do what they do, and sentencing happens all the time. But this particular case, this is somebody who the community did know and does know, and new as a judge. You know, that's the interesting thing here, too. I mean, if it had been a police officer, if it had been a politician, if it had been anybody like that. When I say politician, I mean city councilman or county commissioner. I think people would have looked at it and they would have said it's wrong, but I don't know if they would have thought of it like a judge who knows the law. You know, I'm not saying everybody shouldn't know the law, but I would think people who are lawyers, attorneys, judges, would certainly be more acquainted with the law than just an average person. And that's probably what brought out such strong emotion in this particular case for a lot of people. And I'm sure it will be the headline very soon on a lot of websites, on a lot of social media, in a lot of newspapers, and probably some television broadcasts. I was surprised last time when the verdict came in, that we talked about this, when the verdict came in last time, that most of the Columbus media stations covered this. So I would imagine they will follow suit and cover the sentencing as well. But does anybody have anything to say at this point in the minutes leading up to this? I would imagine there are probably a lot of very nervous people right now. Downtown, uptown, downtown, as they say, at the courthouse, waiting to see what will happen here. And we will wait to see what happens here. But if anybody has anything to say before this all goes down, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We certainly would be interested to hear from you. It's an interesting time. I think this will be a morning that I would imagine most people in Marion will remember for quite some time. And as I say, I will be on with Glenn Coble from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon today. So if it does not happen or we do not get the news in the next 38 minutes, we will continue to talk about it next hour. And then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redman. With Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today in the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. as we all just keep on keeping on here at WWGH Radio. Now, let's see. There was something else this morning that I thought was interesting. Well, I'll tell you something I saw interesting yesterday. Have you noticed that when you go to the grocery store, that they are coming up with all kinds of new twists on old items? Like Twinkies. Twinkies have been around forever. Now, I have seen regular Twinkies, and I've even on occasion seen strawberry Twinkies. But yesterday, I saw cotton candy Twinkies. It's interesting, we just talked about diabetics last hour. Cotton candy Twinkies. And I also saw yesterday, Hostess had come up with a product, carrot cake donuts. Carrot cake donuts. Now, I don't remember this happening an awful lot in the past. Usually, you went to the store, you had your powdered donuts, you had your chocolate donuts, you had your plain donuts, and that was about it. And you'd have some variation. You'd have cream sticks and Long Johns and sometimes cinnamon-covered donuts. But it really did not vary out into these very strange areas. Carrot cake donuts. And I wonder if they taste good, because I did not taste one. And the same thing with cotton candy Twinkies. You know, I know people like cotton candy, and I know a lot of people have not been to the fair in recent times because of the pandemic, but cotton candy Twinkies, I wonder how that tastes. I wonder if it's the breading that they change to make a cotton candy Twinkie, or if it's the filling. I don't know which it would be. Has anybody seen any odd concoctions in the grocery store as of late that they think, hey, that's a little different? Where did that idea come from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, another one I saw recently, and I don't know if this is a permanent thing or not, but I saw Dunkin', like Dunkin' Donuts, cereal. I had never seen anything like that before. Now, I don't know if this is a permanent thing or if this is a niche thing. I guess if it goes over well, it'll probably be a permanent thing. But, you know, not being a coffee drinker, I do not understand things like Dunkin' Coffee Donuts. Dunkin' Coffee Donuts. And I think the Dunkin' Coffee Donuts cereal. And I think this is basically a takeoff on the coffee, as near as I could tell as I was looking at the cereal. Now, do people really want a cereal that tastes like coffee? Maybe they do. I'm not a coffee drinker. But I know a lot of people have become coffee drinkers who were not coffee drinkers. Now, the reason for this is because we have coffee businesses on every corner now, and also we have added the iced coffees and the cappuccinos and the mochaccinos, and then we've got Starbucks with their whole little culture, how they operate over there with their cake pops and things of that nature. But why do you think coffee has become such a big thing? You know, do you remember the days when coffee just used to be a bottomless cup and it came around and it was either black with cream or with sugar? Or sometimes you took cream and sugar. Now, it's a whole different world. Does anybody have any ideas on the rise of coffee or where the best coffee is? And now, because of the Keurig machines, you can go in and buy the K-cups in stores of your favorite coffee blend, Dunkin' Coffee or Starbucks Coffee, and you can have it in the privacy of your own home. Now, because I'm not a coffee drinker, I always wonder, do those little K-cups in the Keurig machine, do they taste as well as a cup of coffee when you go to one of these establishments? Like, if you went to Dunkin', does the Dunkin' K-Cup taste the same as going to Dunkin' and getting a fresh coffee? I've never done it either way, so I really wouldn't know. But I would think it would not taste the same, because I thought, much like with pizza, that these establishments, coffee establishments, are brewing this fresh. And that's what gives it the taste that it has. Does anybody know anything about this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I am not a coffee aficionado, so I would not be the one to ask about this. But I'd be interested to know your thoughts. 740-383-9944. Do the little K-cups taste just like the things you get at the restaurants themselves, Dunkin' and Starbucks and so on and so forth? You know what's went by the wayside? I don't even know if they still do this. But do you remember when you could go into the grocery store and in the coffee aisle, they had a spot where you could grind your own bean? I guess you could make your own flavor is what kind of it was. I remember they had the areas with different beans, and you could grind it up and put it in your own bag or your own can, and then at the end they would ring you up for that. You know, I have not seen that for quite some time. People grinding their own coffee. Has anybody seen that? Does anybody still do that? This is a good subject to have at this time of the day, to talk about coffee. Although I know there are people who drink coffee all day long. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Give me a buzz and we can discuss it. 740-383-9944. 44. You know, there certainly was a lot of talk yesterday about this Johnson & Johnson vaccine being pulled because of some side effects. You know, there were people who had already taken the Johnson & Johnson vaccine who I know got a little nervous because of this. And, I guess, I don't know. From what I saw, the numbers were seemingly small of the people who were having side effects. And it seems like they have found it early, and they seem to be going at it very proactively. You know, not allowing the continuation of this vaccine at this particular point. So I don't. It's just a funny thing. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? We didn't talk very long on that yesterday, but does anybody have any thoughts on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine being pulled temporarily? Has anybody out there got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? I know a lot of people did because they thought it was the one one-stop deal. You get one shot and everything is taken care of. But not so. Well, I don't know how it will work on the vaccine, I guess, remains to be seen. But the side effects, I guess, were a little difficult, we should say. What was it? Blood clots? Is that what the idea was? That people were getting blood clots from this vaccination? That was certainly big news yesterday. Holy mackerel. All right, phone lines are open on anything you would like to talk about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say. What is on your mind this morning here on this Wednesday, April the 14th, 2021? Little quiet today. Who knows? Let's see. What else is on the agenda today? You know, has anybody seen anything in Marion as of late that they are impressed with? You know, last week we did the thing with downtown Marion and how that could possibly be fixed. So, has anybody seen any positives as of late that they would like to talk about? I would like to talk about the positives at this particular point. Does anybody have any positives? You know, I keep looking over here to see if the face or page is going to be updated as far as this sentencing goes. And it's an interesting thing to watch because I think everybody is kind of geared up for how this will go. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was thinking about the Warners, and I know everyone has their opinions one way or the other, but I think we forget that they're a mom and a dad to a couple kids. They're the son and daughter of mom's dad. They're best friends. There's probably the people that are most criticizing are probably the people that has gone to a party and gone home, should not driving. I just feel really bad. I understand, but how many people are thinking about them as people? You know, or their family members, their kids, and so forth. And how many in the last year have gone to a party and drank and came home? They may not have made an accident. I feel for the victim. But you got to realize those two people are people. They're a mom and a dad, and I feel so bad for their family. That's all I got to say.
Well, do you think that one of the reasons that this has become such a thing is that it was a judge? That it was somebody, you know, I guess there is some great irony in that, that somebody who is so closely acquainted with the law would do that, I guess.
If you've had a little bit too much to make your mind work like it's supposed to work, and there's probably very few people out there in this world that are criticizing them, not saying what they did was right, for pity's sakes, but how many of them have done the same thing before and have done the same thing since?
Well, you know, that's also a big thing. One thing I do not like, I will say, in this whole thing, is whether or not you think what they did was punishable by prison time or not, and I guess we'll all find out very soon. The thing about it that is the people who are not, you know, there is no jury, they're not judges, they're not legal experts, that really are out for blood on this one. They want these people, you know, I've heard people say they need a punishment that fits the crime. And I thought, well, who in the world makes that judgment?
Right.
That's a weird thing to me, that people are out for blood, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't know these people and probably are not highly acquainted with why this was done. I still don't think we really know why it happened.
Well, it was done just like everybody. How many people do the same thing, and they probably did make it home safe and sound. They may have not have caused the accident. What they did shouldn't been. I don't understand when both of them are being tried when there was only one person driving. I don't understand all that, but I do understand the poor family that's left behind, because they're all just people.
Now, do you think, and I think we all hope for this, do you think that once all this sentencing comes down and whatever happens, do you think there's a time for recovery? Do you think that they can heal? Do you think they can get past it? Because I have heard people say that it's ruined people for life. I don't know. I think that, you know, there always is a second act if you try hard enough.
Well, there is, but, you know, people don't forget. And it seems as though the ones that don't forget are the ones that really have kind of muddy past themselves. I'm just saying, I feel so bad for the family, because what if it was your kid? What if it was your son? What if it was your dad? You know, I don't know. I just think that we have, as people, have forgot about any compassion beyond the law.
You know, do you think, because this is a big question, are we a compassionate society any longer?
Not as, no.
What?
I mean, if you see some older person trying to get their groceries in the car, how many people do you see going over and say, hey, let me help you with that?
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. And in the same way with this whole thing, you know, they're just people that were, what they did was wrong. The kid was hurt. That's true. I still don't understand why both of them are being, because there was only one person driving. Now, you can only have one person driving. Why were both of them, I don't care which one was driving or who said who was driving, but how can they try them both? I don't understand that either.
Well, that's been a big question. You know, I am not really sure, and I don't think any court document has ever said this, as to why the judge would face as severe a sentence as his wife, because I think it is still being said that the wife was driving. So, I mean, is this a wake-up call to all of us, that if we are in a car with somebody and we have been drinking and they have been drinking, that we end up being as responsible as they are? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But like I say, what they always used to say, the pot calling the kettle black, how many of the ones that are hollering the loudest are the ones that have done the same thing, except they did not have, and like I say, I give it to the poor kid that was hurt. But how long do you have to, there's still people. They got up this morning and wondered what their fate was going to be. And like I say, I don't care if it was your mom, your dad, your best friend, whoever. Show a little compassion for them. You know, they have really, not saying that they, because I don't know, and I don't understand why they didn't have a trial, except that they would have been hung out to dry by whoever. And if that's the case, I just don't know. I just don't know. I feel sorry, and I think it's time we show a little compassion for, because if they could turn back the clock, I'm sure they would.
Well, and I'll tell you, I think one thing that is for certain is that, if nothing else, I would think that you would feel compassion for how they must have felt getting up this morning and last night and right now, as they probably are in front of the judge right now. That is a very, very tough situation, not knowing your fate, and I don't know how this all goes. I don't know if they're taken, if it is a prison sentence. I don't know if they're directly taken there. I don't know how this all even...
I don't know either.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing. I think there would be a little compassion for that, but there are people who will say that they committed a horrible crime, so they deserve what they get.
Yeah, but if you were in their boots, what would you think?
Well, that's right. You always try to put yourself, yeah.
And the next time you go to a party and you have a little more to drink and go call them the car, are you going to give them a second thought?
Well, I'm sure that if anybody would have asked Judge Warner the day before if he would have done that, he would have said no.
Well, and the people that was at the party with him, you know, there's just all kinds of ways to look at it, but I think there needs to be a little more compassion shown to the family. You know, like I say, they got kids. They got a mom and a dad, or had a mom and a dad, and so forth. And I'm sure in their lifetime they've done a lot of good. Now there's people that probably before him don't feel that way, but perhaps that those people before him done something worse than he did. So that was his job. Anyway, so much for that. I just think that it's time we should start showing a little compassion, one way or the other.
Well, I certainly do appreciate the call and the opinion. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. And you can give your opinion, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we are not in the courtroom right now, but as we understand it, the sentencing for Judge Jason Warner and his wife is supposed to be going on now. We understand, and we have not heard anything. 43 minutes past the hour, and who knows when we will, but when we do, we will bring it up here on the station. Remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call in, 740-383-9944. You know, I guess this is a big question. Is it possible to have compassion for somebody who did something wrong? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's at 10:30.
Oh, 10:30.
According to the website. And, of course, that's probably along with other cases. So I would think by noon it would be resolved. So whenever they post it, or if you happen to hear anything from another source. But he's probably in the courtroom waiting and nervous, and we'll just see what happens.
Well, I think that's one of the things that people probably do feel some compassion about this morning, is that, you know, they're waiting for this to happen.
I would certainly be waiting with bated breath myself, but we shall see. It is a big news story. I think the entire state is watching, so we'll find out.
As we shall see. So 10:30.
Yep, we're going to see you later.
All right, thank you. Well, there you go. Now we have been informed that it is 10:30, so I guess we will find out sometime, probably, most likely, while Glenn and I are on the air from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. I thought somebody said 9:30 the other day, but it could be 10:30. I've been a little preoccupied the last 2 days. But we will find out what the sentence is, and we will relay it to you as soon as we know. 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion on any of this, we would love to hear it. As we are here this morning, covering the local scene. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, I have compassion for the Warners, but here's one way you have to look at it, too, is, you know, I wonder what kind of sentence he would hand down to somebody that was before him.
Well, that's a question, too. That's what I say. To me, people can call it irony or not call it irony, but the irony to me in this is that this was a judge who did hand down tough sentences.
Yeah.
And, you know, now he's been...
And people that came before him, you know, their mothers and fathers, and a lot of times they have kids and stuff, too, and a lot of times they have done good in this world, too, you know, so...
Well, that's it. You're exactly right, and how much compassion was given to them by him.
And with him also being part of the legal system, being in a car with somebody else and not saying something is worse than me and you.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Being in the car with somebody that's around somebody that does something, and, you know, we don't say something.
Well, here's the thing that I say. I, you know, and this is not a premonition, but, you know, I always felt that after, and I don't remember the year of the elections that this happened, but it was the year that Judge Finnegan retired, and it was the year that Judge Slagle lost the bid for re-election, and we got the two new judges, which were Judge Warner and Judge Edwards. And one of the things that was very prominent in press releases and that campaign was, we are going to be harder on crime than it has ever been before. And people like hearing that. People vote for that, obviously. Judge Warner won. Judge Edwards won. That's how people win. Nobody wins by saying, I'm going to be easy on crime. And, you know, I kept thinking to myself, you know, heaven forbid any bad thing would happen with one of these judges or people who are going around saying they're going to be hard on crime. And you know, ironically, this did happen.
And there's another highly probability that there was more than just alcohol, you know, that was used at that party. You know, that would be a far more worse thing that the judge would not want to get convicted of rather than a DUI. Just because people's a judge or a doctor or a lawyer doesn't mean that they don't do illegal drugs.
Well, I don't know.
Especially at parties.
You know, I don't know what happened. I can't say anything like that at that party, but I do know.
No, I can't say that that's happened, but I do know that that happens at parties. That's just, parties just aren't just alcohol only.
Well, I would say this. We really don't even know if they were intoxicated, to my knowledge, because there was no toxicology done because they did not stay at the scene of the accident. So I don't even know. I don't think anybody has said if they were drunk or not. I don't know. I really. That to me has still been a mystery, and I think one of the things that was brought up in the trial was we don't know that.
Yeah, you don't have to be drunk to leave the scene of the accident and get in trouble, you know.
Right, so there might not have been any under-the-influence issues going on there. I still don't know what happened, and obviously the judge felt what she felt, because it did come down to her, I guess. It was my understanding that he waived a jury trial, and it ended up being the judge's decision, so she felt what she felt, and that's how the ruling came down. But I really, I don't know what happened that night. I don't know if we will ever really know why what happened, because car accidents happen all the time. And, I mean, some people do flee the scene of the accident, but you don't hear of that a whole lot. More than often, you hear people staying.
No, I just hope that after the sentence is over, I hope he can put his life back together. I don't think he should ever qualify for being a judge, but, you know, hopefully he can go back into the legal system, be a lawyer again. You know, I think people would understand, you know, that doesn't, you know, doesn't make him, you know, him a bad person, you know. Many people, you know, have gotten in trouble for the alcohol, maybe not leaving the scene, but, you know, hopefully he can go on and live his life and have a career afterwards.
Well, I think that's maybe what we all hope. We hope the kid who was injured can go on with his life
and
lead a normal life.
Hopefully he doesn't have any long-term, long-lasting effects from it.
Right, and I think once whatever the sentence is, once it is carried out by the Warners, that we hope they can go back to living their lives as well and being as productive as citizens as they can be. You know, people make mistakes. I don't know that it makes them awful people. I can never draw that connection because I have known people who have made mistakes, who have ended up in prison, who have ended up in jail. And, you know, just as the caller said earlier, it's somebody's grandparents, it's somebody's parents, it's somebody's aunt and uncle. You know, you don't hate them. You just don't. And I'm not sure why we, the people who don't know them well, make the harshest criticisms. I mean, I don't know what exactly as a society we're out for. I don't think we want people breaking the law, but you know, if it was our relative, I do think we'd see things differently.
Yeah, but people also know down over the years and stuff that people of means and politicians and wealthy people and famous people all get a smack on the wrist and they have to pay. You know, when they do something, they have to pay. It's changing, you know. Look at the sexual harassment charges anymore against people, you know, that's happened years ago, you know. That would have never happened, you know, years ago. But, you know, people starting to be a little bit more accountable for some of their past actions.
Well, we certainly will see, and hopefully by the time noon arises today, we'll know what happens. And I just hope whatever happens that it is peaceful, because I do know that this is going to bring a lot of emotion out in people, and I know that I do believe that if they do not get prison time, that we might see protests again. And if they do get prison time, I'm sure the people who know them well are going to be, you know, upset. I just remember when the verdict came down, reading some of the comments that people were posting on social media. I mean, it shocked me the things that people were saying about these two, who I assume they do not know. It really is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, either party. I know of them, but I don't know them in particular.
Right. Well, I guess we will see how it all shakes out. Stay with us here this morning.
Yeah, hopefully let us know.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I said 9:30 earlier. We are correcting that. As Adam called in, I guess it will be 10:30 that this all will happen. So we will be with you. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. Now, we've heard different sides here this morning, and we're talking about compassion. And are there second X in life? You know, this has to be a very unpleasant time for the Warners, but, you know, there might be some relief in there, too. You have to figure for a year, their life has been in limbo, and they had to go out and hire attorneys, and they had to go to arraignments, and then there were court dates, and then there was a trial that was covered in the newspaper every day, and then there was a verdict, and now there's going to be a sentencing. So maybe there's some relief when this is all over. I'm sure they have a particular sentence that they would like, but maybe once it's all done, no matter what the sentence is, they will not be a front page story anymore. And maybe that is some relief on their behalf. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, 55 minutes past the hour. You know, I remember the two actresses, what was it, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, who got in trouble with the whole college bribery scandal. And that went on, I think, for better than a year. And they were on the cover of all these tabloids and all these magazines, and are they going to go to jail? And they had to deal with the federal government. And, you know, it was just an awful, awful, awful situation. And then once it was all hashed out, and they both did get prison time, I think they settled out of court. I think Felicity Huffman spent a couple weeks in prison, and I think Lori Loughlin maybe did a month or something like that. But you know, it was over. They went and they did their time. I believe they are both out now, and they're not on the cover of magazines constantly anymore. So maybe there's some solace in that, to be honest. That's very rough. And that is the side of this Warner case on our local level, that people, you know, absolutely did something awful happen here, yes, because somebody was injured. But had it not been a judge in the community, it would not have been covered like that. It would not have been on the Columbus News. It would not have been on the front page of the paper. The media would not have went to the trial every day, and it would not have been covered on social media like that. So, you know, I guess that's the price you pay for being in the public eye. And that does make it harder, I believe. It makes it a lot... When you have to see things written about you like that, and you have to see your face on the paper with that, it's already, I imagine, a traumatic enough time to begin with that this is going on. But then to have all that going on, which other people, you know, the people who show up on Facebook who write these nasty comments, they can write these nasty comments because they don't have to account for them. They're basically faceless people. Nobody knows who they are. We might know their name, but they're not going to end up on the front page of the paper because they made a nasty remark on social media. So when you are in the public eye, it is more difficult. The newspapers and the television stations and the internet sites all tend to cover things a little more voraciously. Now, but here we are, we're doing it too. But the reason you do that is because people want to know. People do want to know the verdict, so that's why you cover it in that way. So it's really a yin and a yang. It's hard to make heads or tails of it, because you don't want to put anybody through any more difficult of a situation than they're already in. But then again, if people want to know, that's your job to inform them. And I do think people do want to know this verdict. Anybody have anything to say on this? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Hope we are coming in loud and clear. And we have a full day of programming here on WWGH Radio. We have On the Air with Glenn Coble. I'll join Glenn today, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon today, 6:10 until 7 p.m. So all kinds of programming coming up today here on WWGH Radio. Hope you're hearing the callers okay. Doing a little bit of tweaking on the soundboard in regard to the callers so you can hear them better, and I hope it has all paid off. We're going to break here in about 10 seconds, come back with Glenn Coble from 10:10 until 12 noon, get his thoughts on this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.